book of Romans, chapter number 8. Book of Romans, chapter number 8. It's good to be here tonight. Good to be saved. Ain't it good to be saved? Good to hear from heaven and hear from the Holy Ghost. I thank God for that. You got your Bible. Let's open up to Romans chapter number 8. And I appreciate everything that was said and already, and no doubt there's probably more could be said. But if the Lord will help me tonight, I'd like to preach for just a minute. And I'll try not to be very long tonight. I just want to just try to say what I feel like the Lord's laid to my heart. Very familiar passage, Romans chapter number 8. Romans chapter 8 is one of them chapters, it doesn't matter where you start, it's good. All throughout it. It don't matter if you start on the first verse, you pick it up in the middle, you go all the way to the end, wherever you go. Romans chapter 8 will be good. I'm going to start with some of my favorites. Romans chapter 8, verse 28. Bible says this, and we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to His purpose. For whom He did foreknow, He also did predestinate, be conformed to the image of His Son. That's what they were singing about, amen. Yeah. Said that He might be the firstborn among many brethren. Moreover, whom He did predestinate, them He also called. Whom He called, them He also justified. Whom He justified, them He also glorified. Then He asked a question and He said, what shall we then say to these things? Man, what a question, thank God. He said, based on everything I've said up to this point, He said, what are you going to say to that? He said, if God be for us, who can be against us? Heavenly Father, I bow my head before You tonight. And God, I'm sure glad to get to be back. I pray for a few moments of time, Lord, You'd help us. God, I thank You for everything You've done for us. I pray tonight, Lord, You'd help us not. I to God to preach an energy of our flesh, but in the power and demonstration of the Spirit of God. And Father, I thank You for what we've already felt in our heart. And I pray, God, tonight that You'd help us to sit under that place. God, where You'd help us and pour out Your glory on the service. I pray, God, You'd help the Word of God how to find a safe lodging place in our hearts and homes tonight. And to God, I'm asking You, Lord, to do for us what we cannot do for ourselves. And what a blessing it is, God, if all I got to do is come walk in, I'd sing a few hymns of glory, I'd turn back around, get in my car. I'm able to do more than what most of the world can. I thank You we get to worship in public, and God, without fear, and God, be able to come to the house of God, assemble in fellowship, and God, have good liberty, and God, to feel the presence of God. I thank You for the Word of God, and God, I ain't even got a timer tonight. And what a blessing it is, and God, to just get a worship until You don't meet with us no more. And Father, I pray tonight You'd help us, and God, to say everything You ought to have us to say, and to nothing that You wouldn't. And Lord, we ask You tonight now, help us, God. And for it's in Christ's name I humbly beg and ask. Amen and amen. You can be seated. I'm interested primarily in, I'll say it like this to you tonight, Fred. There'd be little doubt in my mind that we'll get anywhere close to this. And so I started studying on this passage some time ago, I guess it was. And I thought it'd be one message. And then one message turned into two. And the two turned into four. And before I knew it, I had a whole bunch of them. And I'll not be able to preach it tonight, and you can't listen to all of it. Amen. And so if God help us tonight, I may not even preach the message, just give you just a little bit of the introduction, and I hope that it'll be a help to us tonight. I'm interested in those words that He said. I mean, you start reading your Bible and you turn to the book of Romans, I'd say for the Gentile believers that the book of Romans is probably the high water mark in your Bible. It's the one that teaches us, thank God, that there's justification by faith. I'm so glad I didn't have to do something tonight and to earn my favor with God. I'm glad, thank God, that have we read about that in the Bible. If God hadn't wrote that down, Chase, and we'd still been trying to build buildings, and we'd still been trying to work ourselves in. But God, through the Holy Ghost, He said that justification is not of the law, but it is by faith. Amen. And so I'm glad tonight, and
we get to come to the house of God and we get to worship by faith. I thought about this when you come to the book of Romans. If Romans is the high water mark for the Gentile believers, then Romans chapter 8, that's got to be the high water mark in the book of Romans. Thank God. Hey, listen, I'll say this. As far as I'm concerned, thank God Romans 8, that may be the only chapter in your Bible that's better than Romans 5. Amen. That Romans 5 is pretty good, thank God. I don't think that's any coincidence. That Romans 5 is grace, and Romans 8 is a new beginning. Amen. And so I say this to you tonight, friend. When you come to this passage, we've got the high water mark of books, and we've got the high water mark in the chapter. And if I could pick out one verse, that would be the high water mark. Hallelujah. Listen, I'm telling you what, I ain't even got there, and I'm already feeling happy. Amen. And boy, if I had to pick out one verse in my Bible in this chapter, out of this book, that stirs my heart real good, I think you'd be hard-pressed to find a better statement in the whole Bible than to say, if God be for us, who can be against us? I think you'd be hard-pressed, and no matter where you turn, to find something better than that, for it to get settled down on the inside of our heart, that man, if God is for us, who can be against us? He said, what I'm trying to say to you, the Apostle Paul is encouraging these believers, and he said, what I'm trying to get across to you, after I've said all of these things, and there's all these things you're worried about, he said, let me sum it up like this. He said, what are you going to say after all these things? Thank God. If God be for you, who can be against you? And now here's the question tonight. If God for us, amen. Well, I'd say he is, amen. I'll say this to you tonight, friend. I'm going to give you three or four things tonight. That's just an introduction. That's all it'll be. I promise you, I'm not getting to the first point tonight. I'm just going to try to preach a little bit. And if that's as far as I'll make it, I'll guarantee it. But I thought about this. I thought about that as a statement of peace. Amen. I come in the house of God tonight, and the man, listen, have peace in my heart. And knowing that don't make no difference what happens tomorrow or what happens today. There's a God in heaven that's for me. Amen. And listen, thank God. I'm telling you, talking about not just somebody. I ain't talking about President Trump being for me. I ain't talking about the Baptist being for me. I'm talking about the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Hey, thank God's never run out of a provision. He's never needed any help in his power. A God who spoke this whole thing into existence, and he's for us. Amen. Thank God. Listen, let me say this, friend. That is a peaceful statement. I was thinking about this, Tammy, the other day. I was reading about a little fellow by the name of Chrysostom. And old Chrysostom came before a Roman emperor one day, and that Roman emperor was going to kill him for the sake of his faith. And this is what he said to it. He said, Chrysostom, he said, if you don't bow down, he said, where you're at now, and renounce Christianity, he said, I'm going to banish you from my kingdom. He said, you can't banish me from this kingdom. He said, the world belongs to my Father. Amen. He said, well, I'll tell you what I'll do. He said, I'll take your life. Oh, Chrysostom said, you can't take my life, for my life is hid with Christ in God. He said, then I'll destroy all your treasures. He said, you can't have my treasures. He said, for my treasures are in heaven, where my heart is. He said, then I'll drive you from the face of men. He said, well, you can't have no friends. He said, oh, no. And there is a friend that stays closer than a brother. I'm saying this, friend, and what he had settled in his heart, if God was for him, who could be against him? Amen. He said, thank God. Listen, I'm telling you, friend, just said it. And settle down in your heart for just a minute. I understand. These folks, they fighting all hell. But I'm telling you tonight, listen. Hey, you know how the first verse starts? I mean, the very first verse. Hey, you ain't got to look far. Hey, you ain't got to turn wide. Hey, you ain't got to get out of concordance. Hey, Romans 8, 1. He said, there is therefore now. Amen. And no condemnation. Hallelujah. I mean, when the devil shows up and he tries to hold something over your head, he said, I'm against you. I say, yeah, but he's for me, amen. And if he's for me, it don't matter that you're against me, amen. I'm saying this, the Bible said, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. He hath given us the adoption. I mean, listen, thank God. Y'all not listen. I can't even be in Romans 8 and not hit that lick in verse 18. He said, for I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared unto the glory that shall be revealed in us. I'm going to tell you this, thank God. And God is on my side, amen. I'm on his side. He's on my side. And it don't matter if you're against me. He's for me, amen. He's for me, thank God. He's for me when I got up. He'll be for me when I go to bed. Hey, listen, thank God. And what you saying, Jonah, if you went in there and the doctor was against you, and God's still for me. If tomorrow I got to lay down this body, and rest assured, I've got a new body, a building not made with hands, eternal in the heaven. He's a God that's for me, amen. Man, what a peaceful statement. I mean, just to stand there where you're at and say, thank God. Thank God, what a statement. That's pretty good, amen. I mean, listen, friend, let me say this to you. I start thinking about what a peaceful statement it was. And then I thought, it's a statement of preparation. I want you to listen, friend. If the statement reads like this, if God be for us, who can be against us? And then we could say it the other way. And I could say, if God be against you, who can be for you? Amen. Let me say this to you, friend. That wouldn't make no difference. That's a statement of preparation. And when you read that statement, it ought to echo through your heart. If God is again you tonight, and thank God, don't matter who's for you. How the church can be for you. How the preacher be for you. America be for you. A family be for you. But if God's again you, friend, you're in trouble, amen. In Amos chapter 4, he said, prepare to meet thy God. I'm saying this, friend. There's the day you're going to meet him. And when you meet him, he'll either be for you or he'll be against you. Amen. I thank God. I'm glad we can know tonight. I'm glad, friend, that we sang that song. Hey, thank God I had an account and it was growing every day. But that old account is settled. Amen. I thank God. I'm glad. Hallelujah. I'm glad that I settled that thing long ago, ain't you? And what a blessing that it is. And to know tonight that God's for us. I know it don't always look like it, but thank God God's for us. Amen, amen, amen. Thank God. Listen, friend. I start thinking about this Bible and what we find out in it. You understand that this whole Bible, I mean, just wrap your mind around this tonight, that this entire Bible, in order for God to tell you about the past, he's obviously not too concerned with the past. He sums up all of human history. I mean, all of creation. He don't even take a whole book. He sums it up in two chapters. And he said, this is what it did. Hey, in the beginning, God, amen. Hey, you say, preacher, I need a better explanation than that. Hey, you can't start no better than that, amen. In the beginning, God, thank God. And he gives you two chapters. And thank God on creation. And that's all that there is. And God's not concerned with your past, amen. And now listen, this book right here, it'll help you in the present. Hey, but this book is not primarily a book about the present. And God's not concerned with the past. And God's not concerned with the present. And what this book is primarily about, it's a book about the future. And then thank God, listen, he tells us over and over, and you're here for a little while, and then you vanish away. And your life's like a vapor. It's like a blade of grass. It's like a leaf. It's like a weaver's beam. And thank God, in other words, and God says it about every way he can, and that it's a short time here and it's a long time over there. And thank God, you better be ready. And wish I could say it any stronger. I don't know how to say it any better than that. And then one day you're going to take your final breath and you need to be ready to meet God. And when you do, all the songs you sang ain't going to help you stand before God. All the messages you preach, all the Sunday school lessons, all the testimonies you give, and none of those things will prepare you to meet God. And let, thank God, it's one way made for preparation. And if God's for you, who can be against you? Amen. How you say, preacher, how do you know that you'll stand that day right with God? Christ is for me. And if Christ is for me, and the Holy Ghost is for me. If the Holy Ghost is for me, God the Father's for me. That threefold cord's not quickly broken. God is on my side. I say it again, thank God. I'm telling you, friend, listen. This book is a book about you getting ready. Amen. Hey, listen, there's a lot of folks I talk to, and they say, preacher, I'm not afraid to die. That doesn't impress nobody. Amen. You understand, Muslims ain't afraid to die. Buddhists ain't afraid to die. Hindus ain't afraid to die. Being afraid to die got nothing to do with nothing. Hey, folks all across this world that ain't afraid to die. But the reason they ain't afraid to die is because they don't really understand what's waiting on the other side. That's why I talk to folks all the time. Brother Matt, and I say, listen, what's your standing between you and God? And what they say is, I'm all right. All right's not good enough. Amen. And they say, preacher, I'm doing fine. I'm going to be all right. I ain't talking about being all right. I'm talking about being born again and washed in the blood of the Lamb and knowing my sins are gone. Amen. I ain't talking about just things are just fine. And thank God, listen, I ain't worried about your little. And you know how they say it, Nathaniel. I say everything's good between me and the big man upstairs. And thank God, listen, you done told on yourself. Hey, nobody knows anything about God and they would refer to him as the big man upstairs. I'm saying this, friend, hear me and hear me well. If you've not settled it up with the Lord Jesus Christ, God is against you. Amen. Amen. How you say, preacher, God is not against sinners? Yes, he is. Amen. Yes, he is. He said, for the eyes of the Lord are over the righteous, and his ears are open to their prayers. He said, but the face of the Lord is against them that do evil. I didn't say that. He did. Amen. And God's who said that. And thank God, you say, preacher, and you understand this. And you're not doing pretty good. You're an enemy of God. Amen. If you're lost and on your way to hell, it's not listen. And just like any enemy, God's again his enemies. Amen. Hey, you mark it down straight and tall. Hey, you say, preacher, what happened? Hey, it was one night I was on the battlefield. I was an enemy with God. I decided I'd be a traitor and I'd switch sides. Amen. I found out that their captain was a better captain than the one I had. And thank God I just ran over. I traded sides. He put me in a new army. He gave me a new uniform. He assigned me a new company. And thank God now I'm headed to a new headquarters. Amen. And thank God I'm saying this for you. God's against you until you throw up your arms. Hey, listen, come running. And you say, surrender. I surrender. I surrender. Amen. I said, don't kill me. God said, didn't intend to kill you. I intended to give you life. I'm telling you, thank God. Whosoever call on the name of the Lord, they shall be saved. Amen. Oh, yes. You stand in this place tonight. And if God's for you, thank God you ought to settle that thing in your heart. Hey, God's for me. You say, preacher, I don't feel like he's for me. Who cares what you feel like? Thank God. I tell you, look here. He'll take him feel and just kick them things as far as you can kick them. And say, get on down the road. I ain't worried about that. I ain't worried about how you feel. I'm talking about what the God of heaven said. And the God of heaven said, if God's for us, who can be against us? Amen. That's what God said about the matter. I'm telling you, thank God, listen, it's a statement of peace. It's a statement of preparation. Hey, thank God you better get ready. It's a statement of provision. If God's for us. Hey, thank God. Well, how did God show us he's for us? He spent all of Genesis showing us how he was for us. He showed Adam and Eve how he was for them. And when he covered them up with the coats of skins, he said, you deserve to die, but I'll cover you up anyhow. I'm glad, thank God, listen. And when they put those coats on, they had to know right then that Brother Christian, God was for us. Amen. They was hiding in the garden that day. They thought God was again on. But when they just came out and said what they was, God, they found out was really for them. I will say this to you. At Cain and Abel that day, Abel found out and showed us how God would be for us. Hey, you can't get the blood out of a turnip. Hey, you can only get blood out of a lamb. Amen. And so when he shows up that day, he don't bring turnips and cucumbers. He don't look at me, friend. He don't bring the works of his hands. He brings what God's provided, what God's commanded. He brought the lamb. Amen. And thank God, listen. And old Abel found out that God was for it. Hey, listen, let me say this to you. I remember Chris talking about this the other day. That's the only verses I knew on why I'm not a Calvinist is Cain and Abel. That's enough for me. Amen. And you say, what do you mean, preacher? And whenever Cain done wrong, God didn't say Abel was chosen. And Cain, you need to get out. He looked at Cain and he said, Cain, he said, if thou doest well, and shalt thou not also be accepted? And if thou doest not well, and sin lies at the door. In other words, he said, all you got to do is go get right the right way, and I'll accept you too. And thank God, listen, and the only folks going to die and go to hell are going to be the folks that have rejected and the provisions of the Lord Jesus Christ. He's done everything needs to be done. Abel say he's for me. And Noah that day, he would say, he's for me. Amen. He opened up and showed us how there's one way in, how there's three floors to take care of you. He's a little winder in the top, and God will keep you safe through all the storm. And when Noah was on the boat that day, he said, if God be for us, amen. That day, whenever Isaac was laid down on the altar in Genesis 22, and he found out that, thank God, he thought God was against him, but instead he found out that God was for it. I'm saying this, friend, it's God providing himself. I read what the Bible says, and just so you make this real clear, how the Word of God said it in the verse 32. He said, he that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all. He said, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? I'm telling you, thank God, it's good to know God's for us. Amen. It's good to know it. It's good. Listen, I'm going to walk out of here tonight, and it don't matter if anybody in here for me or not, God's for me. Amen. And I preach in enough churches where I feel like everybody getting me. It don't bother me no more, no how. Amen. Amen. Thank God. I'm glad there's a God in heaven and a friend, he's for us. We frame our works. Listen, let me say this to you. I'm going to have to move on. I ain't even going to finish an introduction. But I want you to say this. This statement has a great picture with it. I want you to listen to the picture. He gives us four things. I want you to listen. This is how this thing works. Four steps to salvation. Everybody listening real good? He outlines them right here, and that's what I'm going to preach on. We're going to hit a highlight tonight, and I'm going to move on, thank God. First thing he says about this scripture, don't nobody get real nervous, but in verse number 30 said, moreover, whom he did predestinate. That is the first step of salvation. Listen to me, friend. Now, we believe predestination just the way the Bible says predestination. We believe predestination according to the foreknowledge of God. Amen. Everywhere you find predestination, you will find the foreknowledge of God. He talked about Israel being elect according to the foreknowledge of God. He said whenever he crucified Christ, Brother Ty, he said that they delivered him to the determinate counsel and the foreknowledge of God. In other words, this is what he said. They were determined to do it, but they only done it because God already saw it done. Amen. Hey, listen, you say, preacher, I don't understand all that election and predestination and foreknowledge stuff. Let me help you with it right quick, all right? Can I help you with it right here? Owen, Evan, and David, stand up. I'm going to ask them a question, and let's see who gets the right answer. Y'all ready for this? Listen, I want everybody to just stay tuned with me. I know my boy is pretty good. Y'all agree with that? I mean, I know him real good, I'd say. This Sunday morning at 9 o'clock, I'm going to ask all three of them the same question. I'm going to say, now listen, whoever wants to go to church with me, hey, y'all come with me. And whoever wants to leave at 9, you come with me. And whoever wants to leave later, later, you go with your mama. And I'll say, who wants to go with me? And whoever wants to go with me, stay standing, and everybody else needs to sit down. Out of my three boys, now listen, don't lie. Sit down, you boys who don't go with me. Amen. Listen, there's one boy that goes with me. I want you to watch this. Done already wrote his name down. That's Davis. That's what that says. You know what that is? That's foreknowledge of my own will. I know what the decision's going to be. I give them an opportunity. I say, whosoever will, let him come. But I know who's a coming. That's right here. That is predestination according to foreknowledge. Amen. Let me say it to you like this a different way. Sit down, son. Thank God. Let me say it like this a different way. If we had a door and it was sitting right here, and from man's point of view, that door says whosoever will. But from God's perspective, God said, I knew that. Amen. I'm telling you, thank God. I don't know how else to say it. God gives the invitation. Whosoever will, let him come. Amen. But on the other side of that, God knows who is and who ain't going to come. Amen. Now listen. I could, if I were to say, which one of my boys, if I held up $100, which one of my boys go after it fastest? I know which one it is. I give the invitation to all of them, but I know who's going to take it. Now, if I know my three boys that well, how well you think God knows creation? We talking about God who knows the hairs of your head and the thoughts before you think of. How much better does the God in heaven know what we'll do? Amen. Amen. Now, in the book of Genesis, let me say this. All right, here at Lab, I'm trying. Thank God you hang with me. First off, predestination. Said those whom he did predestinate, them he also called. Yeah. Second step, salvation. There's a calling. If you ain't never been called, you say, preacher, what's that look like? John 6:37. John 6:44. No man comes. Hey, listen, thank God. Hey, they said, no man that can come to the Father except by me. Listen, I'm going to tell you this, friend. John 6:37, whosoever comes to me, he said, I will in no wise cast out. I'm simply telling you this. Thank God, God has made us provision. That's predestination according to the foreknowledge. And now let's don't get caught up on that. God says, whosoever will, let him come. And God meant every word of that. And those, thank God, he calls. And I'm glad you said, preacher, will he call me? Done did. Amen. He said, now, if I be lifted up from the earth, I will draw all men unto me. He's the light that lighteth every man that come to the world, who will have all men come to the knowledge of the truth. He's the propitiation, not for our sins only, but for the sins also of the whole world, and for God so loved the world, and whosoever will. And thank God, I'm telling you, friend, listen, in Revelation 21, he said, whosoever will, let him come. I don't know how else to say it. And the invitation is plain. Amen. Listen, there's a calling. And then he says, those who he called, them he also justified. I like justified, don't you? Listen, that's how you know God's for you. Who can be against you if you're justified? Thank God. He said, them he justified, them he also glorified. Amen. Now listen, we're going to spend some time. I'm going to look at those four things the next four times on a Wednesday that I get to preach. And I'm going to say it to you like this. Now, stay tuned. Everybody listening real good. I'm going to be done. I'm going to prove through the scripture God is for us in every step of this way. Genesis in the past, he uses two chapters. You know how much chapters he uses to try to explain this out to you? He starts in chapter number 11 and he goes all the way to chapter 50. And chapter 11 to chapter 50 is primarily about four men. And you primarily have four steps to salvation. First step of salvation, predestination according to the foreknowledge. First main character in your Bible, Genesis chapter number 11, Genesis chapter number 12, a man named Abraham, who he called, listen, thank God, who according to the foreknowledge, he brought him out of the Ur of Chaldees. Y'all listening? Second major thing, he said, them whom he, thank God, whom predestinated, them he also called. You know what it says about Isaac? He said, in thee shall all nations be called. Pretty good. Third thing, third thing. Third thing he said to see us, thank God, not only we find predestination and we find a column, but the third thing we find justification. You ever wondered how come that Jacob was as bad of a feller as he was, and yet every time as bad as he was, seemed like God just kept helping him come out on top? And thank God, that's because he's a picture of justification. And how as sorry as we are, he's a God in heaven that justifies us. And despite being deceivers, and despite being liars, and despite being and tricksters, how God justified us anyhow. Amen. Yes, hallelujah. We was a running good to start with, wasn't we? Amen. Last passage in that, you find predestination, call it, justification. Then the last one, you find glorification. Amen. Oh my. Boy, ain't it something that there's a God in heaven who wrote the whole book of Genesis? And he just followed that line the whole way down, Jared. He said, here's Abraham who's been brought out of the Ur of Chaldees. Here's his boy Isaac who has been called. Here's his boy Jacob who has been justified. Wouldn't it be something if Jacob had a boy who was going to be glorified, who was maybe going to start out down here, that was going to start a little low, but he was going to end up a little high, amen. And wouldn't it be something if there's a feller who was going to have to go through a little bit of troubles, a little bit of trials, and a little bit of tribulation, but by the time it's said and done, he was going to be sitting up on the throne. Hey, listen, thank God be second in command and not sitting on the throne of Pharaoh, but right next to Pharaoh at his own throne up there. Thank God Joe ain't listening to this. I'm saying Joseph got up there and God gave him a throne and set it right next to his and put him over charge of the whole thing. He glorified Joseph. Amen. Now listen, if God done it for them, guess what he's going to do for us? I'm done preaching, but I'm going to tell you this. Now, just hold on to your hats. I'm done. But Abraham, whenever he was offering up Isaac and that ram came up that other side, oh, Abraham said, man, if God is for me. When Isaac sitting there in the field and the Holy Ghost has went down and got him a bride, a man by the name of Eliezer, and he's brought that bride to him by which all nations be called, he said, I might preach on a camel ride. I wish somebody preached on that, don't you? Amen. And it brought him back up, thank God, out of that camel. I'm sure whenever Isaac saw his bride lighting in the field, he said, man alive, if God's for me, who can be against me? Oh, Jacob, at night when he's holding on to that angel, and to thank God he's been a trickster his whole life. But the God in heaven says, what's your name? And that night he changes his name and he blesses him. I'm sure old Jacob said, man, if God's for me, who can be against me? Joseph sitting on the throne that day and he said, what you meant for evil, he said, God meant it for good. He said, my brothers were against me. My dad was against me. The Ishmaelites was against me. Potiphar was against me. The whole world was against me. And because the one person that was for him, at the end of this thing, it didn't matter who else was against him. You know what? Look at me. Listen to me. Y'all listen real good. I'm done. I'm trying to be. You know what happened to everybody that was against him? There was a day they all had to come before him. And all that crowd that's again God right now, they can blaspheme him all they want to. But there's a day I'm coming back with him. I hope you're coming back too. There's a day I'm coming back with him in Revelation 19. And I'll tell you what that crowd's going to do. And all of us that they thought the whole world been again will say, he's been for us the whole time. Listen, I don't know how else to say it. I want to encourage you to stand to your feet. I want to encourage your heart tonight. If you're saved by the grace of God,
I don't know how to better say it, but God's for you. God's for you. And if God's for you, it don't matter who's against you. And if you're here, I can't say it strong enough. If you're not saved, God's against you. And it doesn't matter who's for you. Don't matter who's for you. Come play something. Come sing some song.